Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Okay, here we go. Here's what's going on. Those of you who listen to me know what's actually going on. You've known since December when I laid it all out in a viral post. Got over a million views on Twitter. I said that Joe Biden would drop out, be forced out, whatever you want to call it. And I even told you the week it would happen. I said it would be after the GOP convention. So I nailed that. What did I say would happen next? There's no point in going through the political damage because there is a cost to this of pushing Biden out only to have Kamala come in. Again, in polling, she has been less popular than Biden for much of his regime. It wasn't until he was revealed to be fully demented that she actually surpassed him, okay? Why would you push Joe Biden out deliberately? As was part of the plan, Biden agreed to go. He did. He cut that deal with him before he was ever elected. Why would you push Biden out to have somebody who is politically weaker and quite frankly more annoying than him take his place? You wouldn't. But you can't just chunk the black lady aside, right? So they had a plan. They laid it out a few weeks ago. They sent James Clyburn out to deliver the news because he's black. Oh, we're going to do a blitzkrieg. I'm sorry, was that a Nazi word? We're going to do a blitz primary. Yes, blitz. Blitz primary. It was an unfortunate word choice and name for the primary. Anyway, yes, it kind of thing fascists do. Never mind. So we're going to have a blitz primary. Yeah. And Kamala can run in that if she wants to. Why do they want to have a blitz primary? Why were they pushing this a few weeks ago? They had begun to panic. Because Biden screwed up their calendar. Biden was supposed to go willingly. And he fought. And he cost him 3 weeks. You see what's going on here? They proposed a blitz primary, which would be people just, you know, electronically voting, or maybe they'd have a website, or maybe the delegates would do. Why did they want a blitz primary? Because she can't win it. Nobody wants her. Nobody likes her. Folks, a white dude and an Asian dude finished ahead of her in the primary. Tom Steyer, who's he? I don't know. He beat her. He had more support for her when she was forced to drop out without ever earning a single delegate. This woman can't even, she has never earned a single delegate in a primary. Understand that. She couldn't, not only could she not get the majority of the black vote, she couldn't get a plurality of it. She left the race in shame with her head down with less than 3% of the vote, okay? They didn't want her in. They don't want her in. They want to chunk her out. But Biden screwed them. Oh boy, did he hurt them. Why? He dug his heels in. He's, you know, I like the power that I got now as president. So does Hunter. I think I won't go. Well, wait a minute, Tara. How can you prove that he intended to go? He said this in a debate 4 years ago. It's eerie now. Take a listen.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We discussed it.
See, remember the deal. He was going to be a one-termer. He was supposed to leave. They'd set up the blitz primary as a firewall against Kamala because believe me, none of them want her. And that would be that.
That would be that. Biden threw off the timeline and he really, really hurt them. Because he said, and we know how they got him out. I mean, the New York Post told the whole story. They threatened him. They sent Pelosi after him. They sent Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer to him personally to get past Jill and Hunter to tell him, dude, you know, we got an FBI file going back 15 years. We've had over 20 confidential sources on you. This criminal file's 3 inches thick, and it's also on Hunter and your brother. Two FBI officers have been surveilling you since you were vice president. We know that from the New York Post, too. You got to get out, bud. He's mad. Biden is mad. So he did the one thing he knew would hurt them so badly. Okay. I'm going to endorse a candidate less popular than me. I'm going to watch her lose. I'm going to watch her lose. And then I'm going to blame you for throwing me out because I'm the only guy who's ever beat Trump. That's what's going on right now, right? The Democrats have lost control of their coup. Why did they need a blitz primary? So they could go, oopsie, did the fake black lady just lose? Oh, so sorry. But, you know, we have to have democracy. So anyway, here's Mark Kelly, the white dude who we're going to run. We can pass him off as a moderate. And the New York Post just got that whole thing, right? Here's the article headline. Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. Okay, this is a cry of desperation from Obama. He's about to lose control. Okay, by now, they were supposed to be well into the blitz primary. Kamala was supposed to have lost if she didn't just give up and go away. And we were supposed to have discovered that the delegates or the voters, whoever, really want the white dude, Mark Kelly. Why? Because Mark Kelly stands a decent chance of beating Trump. He does. I'm going to lie to you. He does.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a week to keep her in this race because the voting's supposed to start August 1st. So here's the story. And I'd always wondered who the white candidate was they were going to shove forward because they want to win. They can't win with her. Following Joe Biden's shock resignation from the race on Sunday and his immediate endorsement of the vice president, most of the Democrat elite have been quick to rally behind Harris, but Obama is a notable exception. Obama's very upset because he knows she can't win, the Biden family source told the Post. Obama knows she's just incompetent. The border czar who never visited the border is saying that all the migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. She's not smart enough to do it either. She's just not. When you are running for president, there are things you can and can't say. They go on to explain the plan was a coup on the Democrat voters themselves with Mark Kelly. And that is what you saw yesterday, okay? Yesterday, Black Lives Matter comes out and says, oh no, there's no democracy here. We just noticed. Oh, and we don't want Kamala. Oh, and by the way, what we need is a blitz primary that they know she can't win. Isn't it weird that at the last minute, suddenly Black Lives Matter wants the very thing the elite, globalist, Democrat, would-be dictator leadership wanted weeks ago? Why? Because Black Lives Matter is the only group that can say it, okay? Them and Clyburn. That's why they sent Clyburn out to originally deliver the idea of the Blitz primary. Why? Because a white dude's going to win it. He's the only one who could beat Trump. There's a handful of them. Shapiro could too. Shapiro could beat Trump. It'd be a real race. But he's Jewish. Yeah. And their base is good 20, 30% hardcore anti-Semitic. So that's not going to work. The American people probably go for Shapiro. But no, it's not going to work because they're hate mongers. So they got to go with Kelly. And that's what they wanted. Kelly would answer to Obama. Obama would still be in charge, i.e. the deep state, and Brennan would still be in charge. Everybody be happy. Joe Biden messed the whole thing up. Why? He dragged his feet. He ran out the clock for weeks. He was supposed to go peacefully. He did not. They had to spend weeks getting him out. Right now, they're up against their own nominating convention. And they got a problem. They got a week to get Kamala out. That is why you're getting this schizophrenic coverage right now. Okay? Some in the media are on the, we can still take her out, hold on plan. I mean, have you seen just at the beginning of the week, New York Times runs an article, she can't win. Politico, another left-wing house organ, runs an article. All the leaders in the world are laughing at her. She's a lightweight. They know she can't beat Trump. Okay, Politico runs that. Why? They're trying to take her out in a coup. Obama's behind it. Then you get Axios. What's the headline article on Monday and into Tuesday? Joe Biden wouldn't drop out because he knows she can't win. Well, that doesn't make sense. He endorsed her. It's a lie. But what's the point to tell the Democrat to get to base turn? She can't win. She can't win. She can't win. She can't win. Then you send BLM out there, Black Lives Matter, to go, hey, why don't we try that Blitz primary that we know she can't get through? So we can get to white guy up there who answers to Obama and Brennan and the deep state. That's what's going on. So you got to me on one hand, it's so weird to watch right now, trying to take her out with all these articles about she can't win. And they're not wrong. I mean, they may cheat, but they're going to have to print a lot of ballots, right? They don't want to print that many ballots. It becomes too obvious, right? So you got to one half, the media is trying to politically assassinate her. That's Obama. Okay, he's mad because Biden endorsed her. And then you got the other hand of the media going, well, you know, we might have to go forward with this woman too. So we're going to lie to you and tell you she was never the border czar. It is so strange. But the bottom line is the headline that I have on my Rumblecast today, on my Twittercast today, which is this. Did Democrats just lose control of their coup? And if they did, it'll be because of this long-running feud with Biden. That is what is going on. So, folks, if I was running a Trump campaign right now, if I was running the RNC right now, we don't hit her that hard. We do not hit her that hard. We do not. We talk about how Democrat policies suck, how open borders, how inflation makes you poor, and how those are Democrat policies and how it doesn't matter which one they pick. We lay off of her. We lay off of her because right now they're trying to get rid of her and we don't want to do it for them. And that is what is going on right now. So if you are a praying person, pray for Kamala. Pray she can hang in there. Even with Black Lives Matter on her back. Knife, 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 knife. We need her to hang in there. We need an early vote. And the earliest they're saying it could happen is August 1st. Please, Lord, please. Kamala for president or something.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.